scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
You know, lately for, the past like month or two, people have been talking about the royal wedding and all about that. And it's not even happening until June. But yesterday, something came out in the news that I guess kind of stole the spotlight. And it was a family member doing that. And that was the royal baby. I didn't even realize that Kate Middleton was even pregnant. I mean, I haven't been paying attention to that because I've been so focused on the royal wedding. But according to Elite Daily, Kate Middleton gave birth to a healthy baby boy. And according to the Kensington Palace, which went on Twitter, I didn't know the Kensington Palace had a Twitter account, but they said, Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge was safely delivered of a son at 11:01 hours. So that's that sounds fancy. But the baby weighed 8 pounds, 7 ounces, or 0.6 stones, because that's what the British say, right? Is that how what they use for weight, or is it kilograms? I don't even know. But the Duke of Cambridge was there as well and present for the birth, and Her Royal Highness and her child are both doing very well. So congratulations. Now that baby gets to steal the spotlight for a little while. Now you can go focus on the royal wedding yet again. And I'm sure you'll be seeing royal baby pictures here very soon. And hopefully the baby looks like the dad. I know the last couple kids have looked like the dad. So according to a new study, that's a good thing. Babies who look like their dads are physically healthier. Researchers found that if the offspring look like them, dads spend 2.5 more days a month with their babies than men whose babies don't look like them. A little extra time together means these babies get extra attention and end up being healthier on their first birthday. So basically, if the baby looks like the dad, then the dad's going to spend more time with them. I mean, shouldn't the dad spend time with the baby no matter what? But I don't know. But there you go. That's a new study. So happy royal baby time. And now go back to thinking about the royal wedding and all that stuff.